All righty. So it is not quite a brand new month today, but we still have that delightful new month smell on October. And yet somehow we find the Pet Shop Boys at odds and ends about this month.
So much confusion. When autumn comes around, what to do about October?
What to do about October? Go out and enjoy it. The air is cooler, the smoke is gone, and there's a full slate of arts activities coming in the weeks ahead to venues and galleries around the region, culminating in Halloween on Wednesday, October 31st. It is the first Friday of October. That triggers the return of our First Friday Arts segment, a smorgasbord of arts events for the weeks ahead. Listen for details or add your own by calling 800-838-3760. And I say again, when a line is open. It is not at the moment. We'll get there very soon. So let's see. On line one, Heather at Cafe 116. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. I just wanted to pop on and introduce myself. My name is Heather, and I'm a local artist here in Ashland. And I'm having an art show at Cafe 116, which is sponsored by Creatively Speaking. And it is First Friday Art Walk, which is awesome. So I'm going to be there from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight.
All righty. So there's Cafe 116. You have somebody playing there, too. Is it Jeffrey Stanley is playing? Is that right?
Yeah. So we're going to have wine and hors d'oeuvres, live music by Jeff Stanley. And I think you have a sample of his clip.
We do. Hang on. Yeah, here it is.
All right.
That piece is called Holy Trinity by Jeff Stanley. He'll be the one playing tonight at Cafe 116?
Yes, he will.
Okay, great. So... any
it's
further
a
details?
Lovely environment, and I hope a lot of people come and just stop by and check out the art. It's a little off the beaten path, though.
So. Okay, Cafe 116 in Ashland, and the address is 116 Lithia Way, right? That's why you're Cafe 116?
Correct.
Right. I finally have the address memorized. Thanks for that, Heather. Thanks for joining us on the exchange today.
Yeah, you have a great day.
You too. Okay, let's move on to Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. By the way, this opens up a phone line at 800-838-3760. Hello, Teresa.
Hi there, Jeffrey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm great. It's smokeless here in Ashland. Isn't that wonderful?
It really is.
Yeah. So I want to tell you a little bit about whom Shepherd's Dream is hosting. It's the acrylic luminous work of Linda J. Dixon. She's a local. And she will be with us for 2 months starting October. This particular body of work is reflects a very loose contemporary style on canvas. And we've brought back the charming local self-taught harpist, Casey Garcia. I think you have a clip, right?
I do. I pulled up Castle of Dromore when I heard that Casey Garcia was coming.
Oh, I listened to it. Oh, my goodness. I never heard that one. That's fabulous. Let's listen.
It's from Shepherd's Dream.
Yeah.
I'm just helping Darnell with the music. Casey Garcia does some really interesting work on YouTube, by the way. I noticed with this that she will go to some interesting places with her harp and play this music and just record a video on her cell phone.
Yes, I noticed that, and I'm so glad you brought that to my attention because I didn't realize she was on YouTube. I had just met her in the summer and hired her, and I just love it because she's been with me a number of different shows. By the way, this show has fall written all over it, you think? We're surrounded by the warmth of wool with master artisan woolen bedding and felted creatures. If the folks haven't been in Shepherd's Dream, they're in for a treat. We also have other essential comforts, and I'm going to say something a little different about where we are on the plaza. We're in between Martoli's and Hilltop Coffee.
Okay. Not just going with the pizza place designation.
I'm not sure, but
all right. Thanks for calling. Always good to talk to you, Teresa.
Oh, thank you so much. You take care now. Have
you
a good
too.
Day.
First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open at 800-838-3760. And back for the first time in a while, Howard at No Shame Theater in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you. we're doing a show tonight. Now, this is a show where people can show up to sign up to perform 5 minutes each, either a monologue or a sketch or a poetry reading or a song or a dance or whatever. Show up at 7:30 to sign up. 8 o'clock, the show starts. The three rules are that you only have 5 minutes, and also the material you perform must be original, and also no breaking anything, including the law or any of your bones or body parts. And that's basically it. And then you can just perform whatever you have prepared to perform for 5 minutes you're given on stage.
Okay, Howard, tell people where again?
This is at the Atrium Building at the corner of 10th and Olive. It's 99 West Olive. It's across the street from the LTT bus station. And you just arrive there by 7:30 so you can get in there to sign up for it, because it's kind of a first-come, first-serve, even for people who've already rehearsed their sketches at the weekly Thursday workshops.
Okay, so no advance sign-up. All right, so 5 minutes, it's got to be original and no breaking of anything.
Yeah.
All right. Howard, thanks so much for joining us again on the Jefferson Exchange. That's No Shame Theater in Eugene. First Friday Arts on the Exchange. Here is Ed White. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange once again. What's your organization?
Hi, Jeff. First Friday. Thanks for taking the call. First Friday is such a wonderful venue for all the local arts. I'm calling about the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. It's a 60-member choir, and they open their season on the last weekend of October with a pair of concerts. On Saturday night, October 27th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, October 28th at 3 p.m., and these concerts take place in the Music Building on the SOU campus. The title of these concerts is Among Angels, and this is the title of the featured piece on the program, Among Angels, by the prominent British composer Will Todd, who will also be in attendance at the concert, and we'll have met and worked a bit with the choir. So that's a special event. This piece of his also includes two harps as accompaniment, and the concert also features two other pieces by Will Todd. But it also includes pieces by such heavyweight American vocal and choral composers as Eric Whitaker and Morten Lauritsen, as well as a lullaby written by Billy Joel. There's also a section on music from Africa. There are arrangements of two separate African folk songs, as well as a piece written about the Bushmen people. There are other works for harps and chorus. There are settings of three Shakespeare sonnets for harp and chorus, as well as a piece by our composer in residence, Jody French. And the concert closes with a spiritual, which is kind of special. It's an arrangement of the spiritual Yonder Come Day, and it also includes references to other spirituals. So there are no pumpkins on these concerts, but it's a wide variety of choral music.
The only thing that won't have the pumpkin color in the month of October. That's October 27th at 7 and October 28th at 3, you're saying?
October 27th at 7:30.
Okay. All right, that's Among Angels. Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Ed, thanks for calling us today on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care. Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent, welcome to First Friday.
Hey, Jeffrey, happy Friday and happy October.
Happy Friday, happy October to you. Happy New Water Year, we were reminded the other day, too.
New Water Year, I didn't know that. That's a good thing.
It is.
Hey, we're coming from the heart of talent here at Camelot Theater, and we've got two shows this month. I wanted to let the folks know. We've got actually right now, for the next 2 weeks, Spotlight on Fleetwood Mac, which is a kind of a Camelot exclusive. We do a lot of music and biography on the artists. And Fleetwood Mac, we've got a great group with Robbie DaCosta's band, and we also have Brianna Gowland and Haley Forsyth. And it's an incredible show. Haley channels Stevie Nicks beautifully. It's a really nice concert.
They're both excellent singers, the two you mentioned. Yeah, and Robbie DaCosta's band is very good,
and
too.
And actually, so. Brianna does Songbird, and it's just haunting the way her voice is beautiful. So I think we sent a clip. I'm not sure what show that we or song we sent.
Don't have a clip. It didn't arrive by 5 p.m. So,
All right. Yeah. I'll talk to Brian about that one. But then we've also, at the end of the month, we have a drama coming up, which is a kind of a fun spoof on the Hamlet story. It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
All right. And when does that go up?
That actually starts the 24th. It's kind of our Halloween feature. It's the 24th, and it runs through the first part of November. So that's it's a really nice play, and that's starring Ernie Rosales and Alex Boyles. So we've got a nice musical to start the month off, and then a great drama.
Fleetwood Mac followed by Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
That's it.
All right, good stuff going on at Camelot.
Camelot.
Yeah, I was only there once, right?
Camelot. You're there.
Thanks so much, Dan. That's good to talk to you.
No problem, Jeffrey. Talk to you next month.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines available now, 800-838-3760. Here is Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene once again. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and greetings from Eugene, where you guessed it is raining.
Ah.
Tonight, we are having the opening reception for the Zone for All. This is an open, non-juried show for our Lane County artists. Actually, we have one from New Orleans that shipped out to us. We have 206 pieces of 2D and 3D art on display. The opening is tonight starts at 5:30. We are located at 220 West 8th, which is on the corner of 8th and Charlton. We will have music by David Rogers, and I don't have a sample, but we will have libations by Ninkasi. Thank you, Ninkasi, a brewery. The show is sponsored by the Lane Arts Council. Let's see. I will have a exhibit of my work at the Springfield Museum for a closing reception. They're located at 590 Main Street in Springfield, the show The Imaginary of Steamworks R&D Labs. This is my work of interactive steampunk, diesel punk, and atomic punk contraptions. And that starts at 5 o'clock at 590 Main Street in Springfield. But if you have a chance, please come on out to the New Zone. And then after, check out No Shame Theater. That's a fun event. They started their first show at New Zone about 6 years ago.
Okay, I didn't realize they'd gotten their birth there.
Check us out at www.newzonegallery.org.
Newzonegallery.org. Thanks so much. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for calling in, Steve. Let us go to James, who appears to be calling in about the Ashland New Plays Festival on a separate line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Good morning to you. I wanted to invite everybody to join us for our annual fall festival, which takes place October 17th, beginning in the evening with a performance of, of The Excavation of Mary Anning. One of four new plays we'll be presenting during the festival, and it runs on through the 21st of October. It's held at the Unitarian Center, both matinee and evening performances. We'd love to have people drop by and join us.
All right, and the first of the four plays, they both play twice. Is that still the repertory?
Yeah, everything is presented as both a matinee and an evening performance on various days. Gives the playwrights a chance to rework the material a little bit after they hear it the first time.
Okay.
And hear what the audience has to say about it.
Okay, and that's October 17th is the first of them.
Correct.
Okay, I think we'll have a further focus with you a little later in the month as we get closer to the date. Thanks so much for calling in to let us know about it here on First Friday.
Appreciate it. Good talking to you, Jeffrey.
Take it easy. Let us go now to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Thanks for joining us on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange.
Of course. I'm so excited it's October and finally raining.
Yes. Isn't it great?
Well, we have some really fun events going on this October. Of course, we have Picasso at La Panagile playing, which is a very funny play written by Steve Martin. And it's gotten rave reviews, and we're doing very well. So get your tickets for that, because that lasts through November 11th, but it's currently playing as our main stage show. And then, of course, for our third year, we're going to be doing the Rocky Horror Show once again live on stage. We have two 11 o'clock in the evening performances on Fridays at the October 19th and the one after that. So the 26th. And then, of course, we have some 8 p.m. performances for those who like to stay, go to bed a little earlier.
let's give the audience a chance to sing along here with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's just all right. A jump to the left.
Is that material really 40 years old now or getting around there?
Yeah, I think the very first production in London was in 1972.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about 46 years now. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But it's amazing the draw that has turned into. I don't think anybody had any reasonable expectation of success, and yet it became this cult thing that has gone back into the mainstream.
It did. It became this cult classic that just keeps getting revived. And it's just, I think what it is it's kind of a really fun place just to dress up. Just to fly your, freak flag, I guess, and to sing along. And so it's really fun. It's a really fun show. It'll be our last year having Galloway Stevens playing Dr. Frank. So if you want to catch him as Dr. Frank, this will be your last year to do so.
All right, let's not scare people. Galloway Stevens, I understand, is not leaving the Oregon Cabaret
He's
Theater,
not leaving,
just this role.
Just this role, yes.
Okay. He is quite a talent. He's very fun to watch.
Yeah, you can get tickets online. We actually have a new online ticketing system starting. Where you can choose seats for next season, which is fantastic. But you can go online to get tickets at OregonCabaret.com.
OregonCabaret.com. Okay, Valerie, always good to talk to you.
Great, thanks.
Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We have several phone lines available now if you'd like to call in to boost an arts event coming to your neck of the woods. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation. 800-838-3760. Not a usual venue for us to get calls on First Friday, but here's Rick with Blackstone Audiobooks in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning. What do you got?
I just want to make sure that people know about the Blackstone Audio and Publishing Warehouse Sale and Family Fair that's going to be taking place tomorrow, that's Saturday, from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon at Blackstone. Because this is two things. First, it is a fundraiser for JPR and SOPTV, with all the profits, 100% of profits, going to these two great organizations. And at the same time, it's an opportunity for people to be able to buy audiobooks and books brand new for $5 each. And it's a way of us just kind of giving back to the community and making audiobooks accessible to everyone. There'll be a shuttle running from to and from the Ashland Springs Hotel in downtown Ashland all day long. But there will also be some parking on site. And there are going to be tens of thousands of brand new audiobooks for sale and books. There'll be a family fair with dunk tanks and games and story times for kids and a raffle and food, and with purchases you'll get free reusable Blackstone bags and a coupon good for a free audiobook on downpour.com, Blackstone's audiobook selling site.
Wow, so all kinds of things. This is tomorrow 10 to 4, you said.
In case it rains, you'll be indoors buying the books in our warehouses, walking through our shelves. So it's a come rain, come shine.
And if people don't want to make use of the shuttle, how do they get to you?
Basically, just come straight from out of town. Come head south on Siskiyou Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pass Tolman Creek, and the very next street on your left is Mistletoe, and we're right on the corner. You won't be able to miss it. There'll be balloons. There'll be signs. We're maybe, 4 minutes out of downtown Ashland, maybe
okay.
Five.
Big fair and fundraiser, Blackstone Audio Books, and that's tomorrow 10 to 4 with proceeds going to JPR and Southern Oregon Public TV. Thank you so much for calling and for doing this.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right, take care, Rick. Let's move on to Kristen at Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
In 2 weeks, we have our second concert, if you can believe it already, of our 51st season. And we have our first premiere this season. Last year, we had 5. This year, just 2. So if you want to catch them, you better catch one of the 2. And this one is a great one. It features Roberto Diaz, who's a violist. Now, you don't hear viola soloists very often, so this is a rare treat. He is the cream of the crop of American violists, and it will be a spectacular premiere of a piece by Malik Jandali. And we're also doing Brahms' Tragic Overture and Beethoven's Symphony No. 4 for those who like the classics.
Let us hear a little bit of Beethoven's fourth movement. The piece is like morning coffee. I don't know if you feel the same way about it, Kristen, but it does get you energized, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. It's hard to go to sleep after that, too, so buyer beware.
And so when again?
So we are in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall on Friday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. The next evening, Saturday, October 20th, in Medford at the Criterion Theater, 7:30, and on Sunday afternoon, October 21st at 3 p.m. in Grants Pass at the Performing Arts Center.
All righty. So a full slate of things coming up for the Rogue Valley Symphony, October 19, 2021, Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass. Thank you so much for calling once again, Kristen.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. That clears the phone lines on this First Friday Arts segment. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and let us finish this segment with another homage to October. And I want to give Darnell credit for helping me compile the list from which we chose the music for today. So from the Helio sequence, this is a song called October to get us to the break. Keep in mind.